Chair, having recessed the House Budget Special Session Committee on Budget Reconciliation under a call of the Chair, will now reconvene at our said committee and enter a work session on House Bill 5090 relating to state financial administration. Our representative, Mr. Rocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have before you dash one amendments to House Bill 5090, which will replace the bill, which is a blank appropriation bill. The items in this bill are entirely technical fixes to change citation errors and other omissions from the Senate Bill 5575 from the second special session. There are about seven changes in this long amendment that if you would like me to go through, I can do that.
Representative Johnson has signified that she'd like you to go through this.
On page five, nothing in here has changed except what you see in bold. So on page five, you see under line 18, there's a lottery fund, chapter 892, section 2, minus $714,550. In Senate Bill, in House Bill 5081, the allocation for this was eliminated in that bill. However, we also needed to reduce the expenditure limitation, which was not done. So this action here would just make that expenditure limitation be reduced for that program. They won't get the money anyways because the allocation has already been reduced. The next change is on I believe page 8. In this case, there you'll see the bracketed material for the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission had a general fund reduction of $411,132. The citation was only half correct, so in the bold, we're splitting the same amount into the proper legal citations, Chapter 770 and Chapter 878. And the total remains the same. On page 9, at the bottom of page 8 is the next change where under the Department of Justice, the bill had referenced Chapter 127, Section 3, Subsection 4. It should have been Chapter 127, Section 4. The next change, I believe, is on page 14. On page 14, this is a correction to the citation to add the debt service for the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. Before, it was taken out in two places. This is just the correct citation for that particular item. There's no change in the amount that was for. On page 16, I believe, there are two changes. The first is to add the grant to Oregon Historical Society. This is just to identify the correct agency that received that money. There's no change in the amount of the disappropriation. And that under the emergency board lines 27, 28, and 29, the section had to be, it was Chapter 603, Section 9, Subsection 1. So we included that one. Again, no change in the amount. Oh, and thank you, Representative Butler. Also, in the same applies for the in line 16, where there's a change to from section 1 to section 1 subsection 1. And then the last change in this bill is on the last page, I believe. In lines 12 and 13, this allows the Department of Administrative Services to have expenditure limitation to transfer up to $7.5 million to the Oregon Rural Health Association. Currently, the transfer has been permitted, but the department does not have the limitation to do that. So this would address that issue. And those are the only changes in the bill.
I appreciate the chair's patience in having staff go through those.
Representative Johnson, would you like to make a motion?
I would move the approval of the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5090.
Representative Johnson has moved the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 5090. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Morgan? Just a second. I represented to Representative Hansen and Johnson that we wouldn't move this bill if you had any concerns with it. Do you understand what we're... I mean, all this does is get us to the level slate before we lost the $860 million in the last revenue forecast. So do you guys have any objections if we move this thing out?
I'm very relieved. I've been worried about these errors ever since the last session. We finally got around to fixing them.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact you called me, you know, several times, 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, you know, to point out some of these. Yeah, I'm sure that was you, you know, with the phone rings and no one's there. Yeah. Representative Morgan?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 5090 as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan has moved House Bill 5090 as amended by the Dash Ones to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And we will recess the committee till call of the chair. Representative Johnson,
sure.
If you